is out sick today. I hope she feels better, especially on Valentine's Day. We're sending our love to her. But Liv the Web Girl, she's ready to hold things down with the tea.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Wendy Williams is under fire for some controversial comments she made about the LGBTQ+ community on her talk show. So William asked her audience who would be going out for Galentine's Day, which is the day before Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. It's when you celebrate with all your gal pals, and it's centered around women celebrating the other women in their lives. So noticing that a few men in the crowd were applauding when she asked that, she said, if you're a man and you're clapping, you're not even a part of this. I don't care if you're gay. You don't get a menstruation every 28 days. So Williams continued and said, and stop wearing our skirts and our heels. Looky here now, gay men, you'll never be the women that we are. So she obviously was slammed on Twitter, with one user writing, what sort of ignorance is coming out of your mouth regarding gay men wanting to be women? Really, Wendy? This is shocking to me because I feel like she's always kind of been an ally for the LGBTQ+ community, but like, clearly not. That's crazy.
Well, people will say anything just to look good too. So who knows what her true things are, because that obviously came out. Like, nobody forced her to say that.
Right. Yeah, that was off of a whim, clearly. But then also too, you never know with Wendy Williams, because I think she likes to be in controversy, if you ask me, but definitely not cool. If you want to wear a skirt, if you want to wear heels, I do not care what you identify as.
I just don't know if I want Chops to be wearing heels and skirts. And
if Chops wants to wear heels and a skirt, he's more than welcome to. There's no way on this planet he'll fit into mine, but no, I'm just kidding.
I want to see that.
That was a joke.
Can we try that?
No, but if he wants to, go for it. I don't care. Justin Bieber did something really cool. So as the coronavirus continues to spread throughout China, causing more than 1,300 deaths so far, Justin Bieber is doing what he can to support. So he took to Instagram to send some love to China, and he's made a big donation. He posted, I know it's a very scary time in your country right now, but my prayers and support go out to you guys. You guys are amazing. This also comes as he dropped his new album today at midnight. So he's already receiving praise from artists like Demi Lovato, Lil Baby, and basketball player Trae Young. So the album includes features from artists like Lil Dicky, Quavo, Kalani, Travis Scott, and so much more. I am so excited. This is all I need for Valentine's Day. Truly. The second we get off, I am listening to the album in full. I cannot wait, and I'm sure I'll put it on repeat. Sam Smith made a big announcement. He announced the release date and title of his third studio album. In a tweet, Sam revealed that the album To Die For will be out May 1st, and it's available on pre-sale today. Sam also shared a photo that appears to be the album's cover art. He said, I'm more proud of this album than anything I've ever done. I really set myself free the last 2 years while writing this, and I hope you can dance and relate to these stories. It's all for you, always. It's been a minute since he's released some new music, so I'm very excited for this. Director Matt Reeves took to Twitter on Thursday afternoon to share a first glimpse at Robert Pattinson in The Batman. So though less than a minute long, the video offers a good glimpse of Pattinson in the Batman suit, and it's just from the waist up. The production on The Batman is currently underway, with Warner Brothers releasing the film on June 25th, 2021. So we have like a year and a half left till we can see this. But I do have to say, Robert Pattinson is looking pretty fine in that Batman costume.
I can't imagine him look like, he looks like a vampire to me forever.
I know he does.
Sickly vampire.
Okay, I know that's what my thought was, because that like Twilight image is like ever burnt into my brain. But seeing this, you'll get it. It makes sense to me, and I'm really actually happy about this choice. That's the tea.
All right, Live the Web Girl, thank you.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
Okay, coming up next here on Joe McKenzie, we are going to talk to Jess. And Jess has a very, I would say, unusual ask or request. We actually got a DM that set this whole thing up for Valentine's Day. So we like to try to help people out the best we can. I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll do our best. Give us like 10 minutes. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.